this is a
goozle.
What is a goozle?
Goozle, that's your windpipe goes down to your lungs.
What about what you swallow down? That's your...
That's your windpipe. Throat.
And...
What you been up to?
Ned?
Yeah, go ahead, Rick.
And you said these are my...
Teeth.
And this is one...
Tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gum.
And this is one...
Hand.
Two
hands.
And this is the...
Palm of it.
And this is one...
Fist.
Two
fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
Hold it down.
Joints.
And on a man, this is part of his body is his...
Chest.
And these
like
are
that.
The...
Arms. Shoulders.
Huh?
Shoulders.
And you said this is my...
Leg.
And this is a...
Foot.
And I have two...
Feet.
And say if I get down in this position, you say I...
Squatted down.
Any other way of saying that?
Huh?
Any other way of saying that?
You got out on your hunkers.
Hunkered
down.
What is your hunkers?
Just when you squat out like that.
And the sensitive... bone here.
Chin bone.
Say if someone had been sick for a while, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit...
Sick, ill.
Do you ever say peaked or puny?
Yeah,
or?
Puny. Pale.
And someone who's in good shape, you say he's big and...
Husky, healthy.
Well, he's not weak, he's...
Strong or able-bodied.
What's the difference between husky and strong?
Pain, same thing.
What about stout? Did you ever use stout?
Yeah, once in a while.
Well, what is stout?
That's when you're heavy.
It's...
Fat.
Are you still strong, or...?
Oh, yeah. Most people are.
You just call them... Someone like that who's a little overweight but still strong, you'd call him...
Stout.
Did you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
No, strong.
Someone who's easy to get along with, who's always smiling, you say that he's...
Pleasant.
And someone like a teenage boy who's just all arms and legs, you say that he's...
Stringy.
What about someone who's always stumbling and dropping things?
He's clumsy.
And if a person just keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you say he's just a plain...
Nonsense, a dummy.
Do you ever call him a fool?
Yeah.
How would you use that?
Just say he's always acting foolish or he's a fool.
How do you feel about the word fool? Do you...
It's all right. I don't see nothing wrong with it.
And someone who has a lot of money but never spends any money.
He's tight. Stingy.
Or you call him a what?
Tightwad.
When you say that a person is common, what does that mean?
Common? Well, that's just in between.
What do you mean?
Between a rich person and a poor person.
Is it an insulting thing?
Oh, no. No. A lot of people.
What if you said that...
About people being common.
What if you say that a girl is very common? What does that mean?
She's just in between. She's not stuck up or she's just plain.
And someone like an old person, maybe up in their 80s, still gets around real well, still does all his work. You say for his age, he's still awfully...
Healthy.
Do you ever call him spry or peppy or chipper?
Yeah. I'm spry.